With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. Each year, some 70,000 babies are born in the United States with fetal alcohol syndrome, or FAS. Michael Doris, author of The Broken Cord, says FAS can occur when the mother drinks alcohol during her pregnancy.
Alcohol is a poison to the developing fetus. It deprives the fetus of essentials necessary through the growth period.
Michael Doris' adopted son Adam is a victim of FAS. Adam's biological mother, a Native American, died of alcoholism.
The current research says you don't have to be an alcoholic to put your child at risk. Even a few drinks a week can be a dangerous thing.
Adam, like many FAS victims, is severely retarded and is subject to seizures and other health problems. He is now 21 and lives in a group home not far from his adoptive parents in New Hampshire.
He is now working as a dishwasher in a truck stop four times a week.
And despite the years of special training, Adam starts each day as if it is the first in his life.
Can't make change for a dollar, can't tell time, has a very hard time with the question, why?
Many states have taken no action to warn pregnant women of the danger of alcohol.
Which is why Congress has passed a law stating that all liquor bottles must carry a warning that drinking may be hazardous to fetal development.
Michael Doris tells Adam's sad story in The Broken Cord. The book ends with a chapter written by Adam himself. Now, a Harper Perennial paperback. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Michael Doris is the author of The Broken Cord, the story of his retarded adopted son Adam, a victim of fetal alcohol syndrome caused when the mother drinks during pregnancy. Doris says that while The Broken Cord has his name on it, it is the product of a collaboration with his wife, Louise Erdrich.
We have worked together through her novels, Love Medicine, The Beat Queen, and Tracks, and Yellow Raft and Blue Water with my name on it. We figure out the story together before any words are written, and then the person whose name is going to be on the book sits down with a piece of paper and starts.
The story moves on to the other person,
who writes, no, 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 and the occasional star in the margin,
suggesting a plot or character change.
When the draft is finished, we read it aloud to each other, arguing the whole time.
Doris says the manuscript goes out only when he and Louise agree on every word.
The new book, The Crown of Columbus, will actually have both of our names on it because we are both doing the primary writing. We're simply passing the computer disk back and forth.
Doris says they are dependent on the relationship.
It's hardest when you think you've written something wonderful and the other person doesn't see it the same way.
But how do you resolve it?
What we have learned to do over five books is to accept it very fast, because looking back at all of those things in which I believed that I should keep the line exactly as was and Louise had said no, I now realize she was right.
Michael Doris, his latest book, The Broken Cord, is a Harper Perennial paperback. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.